Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about how some employers are looking to staff warehouse employees by stealing some elements from the playbook of Silicon Valley tech companies. With the historically low unemployment rate, businesses of all kinds are struggling to fill open jobs, and warehouses are no exceptions. So some warehouse operators are looking to attract workers by borrowing tactics from Silicon Valley tech companies in order to entice a new wave of employees. Recently, the Wall Street Journal reported how some operators of warehouses are using luxury amenities to attract new workers. With the low national unemployment rate and a fast-growing e-commerce market, the pressure is really on for warehouses across the United States to attract and keep employees. So some operators are installing Silicon Valley tech company-like features, which include coffee bars, special employee lounges, patios, discounted dining venues, on-site gyms, and walking trails in order to make warehouses more desirable for new employees. One example cited in the journal's report: the clothing company ASOS. According to the journal, ASOS designed a 1 million square foot distribution center in Georgia with new amenities like basketball courts, soccer fields, an on-site gym, a fancy pizza and grill station, and a pop-up nail bar. Other warehouse amenities are being installed to promote the health and well-being of their workers, and more warehouses are paying special attention to more advanced and better air ventilation and water filtration systems. These so-called amenities wars used to be limited to Silicon Valley and New York City tech companies, right? With each company trying to outdo the next one in terms of free food and on-site daycare and special things like massages, sleep pods, meditation rooms, etc., in order for the same reasons as the warehouse companies are installing these things themselves, to compete for workers in a very, very tight labor market. And it became kind of trendy for a while to mock or at least have a laugh, right, at what Silicon Valley was doing. We used to say, well, I mean, when do people actually work if they're spending all their time at the coffee bar or in the nap pod or at the gym or out there on the soccer field? And we thought it was kind of funny in a way. And maybe we thought of our typical old-fashioned kinds of offices like it was a badge of courage to work in an office that didn't offer these kinds of things. But I'm the other way on this now. I actually like that some of these amenities are leaking out into more and more elements of the workforce, which previously would never be thought of to have access to these kinds of perks and amenities and benefits. I like the idea that warehouse workers will have a better environment in which to work. Warehouse work is tough. It's hard. It can be hot. It can be cold. I worked in a refrigerated warehouse for one summer. It's not easy work at all. And so if employers are installing more perks, more amenities, more features to make that work a little more bearable, a little more fun even, I'm all for it, and I'm glad to hear it. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.